The epistle for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 6. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one, and take unto you the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But the servant falling down besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence, and laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant falling down besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved, and they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord came, called him, and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me. Shouldest now thou then have the compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. Please be seated. The crown will be given neither to beginners nor to the advanced, but to the victorious, to those who persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This quote was something that I had just given to my 11th and 12th graders in religion class. It is a quote that our Lord said to St. Margaret Mary. And I think it's something for us to think about. When in today's Mass, we see the idea of a battle that we're in. In the epistle, it talks about that the Christian must put on the armor of God to battle against the principalities and powers. And so the reminder to us that the battle is actually against, obviously, the devil and the bad angels, the fallen angels, not necessarily when we just think about the people around us, the world around us, but it's something for us to think about the battle that is there. And then in the offertory, we have the example of the holy man Job, one that Satan would test him, would tempt him then to try to, for him to prove his faithfulness to God, thinking that because God has given him so much, that is why he serves God. And so we know that there's a battle. We know that we're in for a fight. And so it is something that we must remind us that we persevere to the very end. You know, God gives us different gifts, gives us different talents. And so granted, you can have some that are beginners in the spiritual life. You can have some that are advanced in the spiritual life. But it all boils down to, do we persevere to the very end? That is, in a large sense, those that will be the victorious. The ones that will gain then the crown. And so that's why I say that when you look at this quote that is given to St. Margaret Mary, he was trying to help us to understand and to see That in a way, during our lives, yes, we have our weaknesses and our faults, we have our difficulties. But it all comes down to, will we make it to the very end? And that is based on the grace of God. That for us, all is determinant on how much grace we receive from God and how we work with that grace to persevere to the very end. And so, yes, you can have one that is very advanced in the spiritual life, seemingly having an easy time. But there is no guarantee for them until the very end. Because really, any of us can fall away from the grace of God. Because especially the temptation is one that is advanced in the spiritual life. Well, then they may get the foolish idea that it is for them, it's from them. That no longer do they look at God's grace that is helping them. And so that's why it's important for us to understand and to realize that aspect of it, that part of it, you know, whether we're advanced, whether we're not, we're beginners, whatever it may be. The path that God gives to us is the path that He means for us to follow. And then through the path that He gives to us is, we can say, that part that God gives to us to try to help us to get to heaven. With His crosses and trials, with the graces that He gives to us, all of that amounts to what God wants from us. And so that is why then, you know, also for us, God gives us examples. Again, with my class, I gave them the bookmark of Saint Teresa of Avila. The famous bookmark, this famous prayer that Saint Teresa wrote. And one, it shows to us that regardless of what's going on around us, we can't allow that to disturb us. We can't let that upset us, not to frighten us. Because she tries to help us to understand and to see that God is the only thing that matters. That's why it ends with God alone suffices for us. Because God is the purpose of our life. And so if we're going to receive the crown, it is based on how much we love God. That is what matters for all of us. And so this bookmark that you have of Saint Teresa, when it shows that for her, yes, the perseverance was in our love of God. That all the things around us, they can change, they can move, whatever. But that's what she said, God never changes. God alone is what suffices for us. And so that is important for us and to understand this quote. As I say, it was the Sacred Heart given to St. Margaret Mary, who also you will see in the bulletin, it has the 12 promises that were given to her for those that are devoted to the Sacred Heart. And so both of these saints, their feast days come up this week. And they show to us two virtues that we ourselves can easily practice as long as we try to work with the graces of God. I mean, you have the patience of St. Teresa, and then also then the humility of St. Margaret Mary. And so that is why in the bookmark you see St. Teresa talking about the patience that is necessary to help us then to gain the crown that God offers to us. And then also St. Margaret Mary and the humility that she had. Even though she received these visions, she still realized that it was God that was in control of everything. God was the one that gave her the graces that she needed. And so through these two saints, we see these virtues that we ourselves must practice too. A patience of undergoing the trials and the difficulties that God gives to us, again reminding ourselves that this is the path that God has given to us. I mean, this is the way that he wants us to save our soul. But then also humility in recognizing the fact that it comes from God. And that was also one of the things with Job. He related everything back to Almighty God. God giveth, God taketh away. And so we have the examples for us to follow. We have this for us to understand. And so granted, maybe we've heard that quote before about when the crown is given to those that persevere to the very end, they are the victorious ones. But it's also good for us to meditate and to think upon that. And then also to see the virtues that are necessary in order to obtain that goal. Because it is the goal for every single one of us. It is what for all of us are meant to gain. That is why God has created us. That's why God has placed us on this earth. Too often you see souls that are just concerned with this life, and that's it. That's how they spend their life. And they're going to find out the hard way if that is how they spend their entire life. And so we must try to understand that now. And so it doesn't matter on where we are in the spiritual life, advanced, beginners. All that matters is if we persevere to the very end. And so if we're just starting out, well, great, work with the graces of God. And you'll continue to grow in that. But if it is something that you're already advanced through the grace of God again, have that humility of a St. Margaret Mary. Of realizing without God's grace, we'll never be able to stay on that path. And again, you see the saints that understand that. That's because they have grasped what is the true meaning of life. And maybe for us, it seems so difficult and so hard. We feel that we don't receive the same graces of a St. Teresa, St. Margaret Mary. But we do have to realize that God gives us the graces necessary to save our soul. In whatever walk of life that he gives to us, whatever path that he chooses for us. And so that is what is important to us. And that is what we must embrace, and not only embrace it, but we must live it every day of our lives. And so do take a look at the backside of the bulletin and see the promises that were offered to her. Offered to those that give devotion to the Sacred Heart. And you will see very clearly, you know, tepid souls will become fervent. Now, we've talked about this before, but it's something for us to then try to live. Not only that we just read it and we understand it, but that we actually try to put it into practice. And so that's what we must try to understand from this quote that is given to her. You know, as the Sacred Heart shows her that, she understands that. Because granted, she has these visions of the Sacred Heart, so yes, we can consider her more advanced in the spiritual life. But yet, she always had that humility of recognizing that God was the one that determined all things. And so let us look to these saints as examples to us, especially as I say, their feast days come up in this week. But even though they had kind of different lifestyles, different ways, different paths that God had chosen for them, they ended up in the same result. And that result was that they gained the crown. That crown that is offered to all of us. And so truly let us pray for these graces to help us, to look to the saints as examples, to pray to them. And to realize that God gives us what is necessary for us to save our soul. That he offers that to every single one of us. And so therefore, by putting that into practice, we too will be victorious at the very end. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.